You are now listening to The Bill Bros. Welcome back to another episode of Bill Bros. Today I have Lewis.
What's up?
Alex. And Loki.
Hey, buddy.
And myself. How you guys doing this week?
Alive.
Fantastic.
Living the dream.
I'm sleepy.
Yes.
Very yes. Sleepy.
So this week we decided we were going to talk a little IBO. We've all been, all watched a bit of it.
Yes.
Lewis, how are you liking it?
It's intriguing. At first, you know, months ago, I started it and I was like, eh, this is not for me. But I went in there with a blank mind and I'm like, I gave it a try and it's growing. I mean, the whole using kids as soldiers, it's like kind of fucked up, but I get what they were they're trying to do. Soldiers, you know, older soldiers physically and mentally are not capable to give the performance that they want. I see. But well, that dude, Mika, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's no slouch. Especially when sorry to go into episodes, but when they were driving, the blue haired and the blonde guy, and then he saw the two girls like laying down, like he flipped and grabbed that dude and like started choking him up. I was like, oh, this guy's not playing around. I was like, oh, sorry.
No, Galio.
Yeah.
Galio, something else.
How the hell do y'all remember names like that?
I can't. I just say blonde-headed guy with the little speck on his eye right there, you know. Moly mole. I'm sorry.
Moly mole.
Chop it up into little mole pieces and make some guacamole.
Mole.
Logan, Alex, how do you feel about IBO?
I haven't watched much. I've only watched the bit I have with Logan and Nick from WASD.
I think we're on like episode, I want to say like 11 or 12.
Jeez. Maybe you 13. Guys are farther than me. I only have five episodes in.
This is my fourth time watching the entire show.
So jumped in late with you guys too.
Yeah.
But the bit I have watched, it's good. Way better than Wing, straight up, by far.
Lewis,
just like all around.
Really? You just broke Lewis.
No, I'm just kidding. I know Wing has his, you know, Endless Waltz is way better than, yeah. Endless Waltz is just another of that Dolan's Island thing. It's like 20-minute episode elongated to a movie, but it by far it's the best. I mean back in the day I was like, oh my god, yeah, and then I'm like, this shit sucks, you know. And I just love the suits.
Mm-hmm.
Love the suits.
So like the general consensus.
But your boy is gonna get a barber toast, MT, and he's going to give it some love and see how it comes out.
Why not do the PG resin conversion?
Not now, homie. Not now. I'm not into resin like, you know, we want to be. I really want to be like, you know.
I have no interest ever buying a PG barber toast that's all made out of resin, ever.
Yeah. One little false move and you're done.
Don't even care about that. Just like my mind would break with how much color separation I'd want to do and how many parts there'd be. And I would just take, I don't know, 13 years to build an arm.
It will literally take you like a year and a half to complete that project.
Like the chest. And that sounds fucking awful.
It will break Copley. Copley will be like, fuck this shit, I'm done.
You could give that to people who would be so hyped to get it, and then they would literally open the box and be like, never fucking touching this. And it's not their fault. I would be the same way. It's just like so wildly intimidating.
Changing the I have the new, like the resin from Silver Oaks. I have the to change the new Gundam into High New, and I opened that box and I'm like, it's two box, and I'm like, yo, this is like too many freaking resin parts. Like, I'm gonna feel like, but I said to myself, I gotta stay positive, because if I let that shit in my head, I'm just not, I'm never gonna do it.
I got my order in from my supplier, and one of a couple things in there were for my buddy Ethan, and it was that PG Sniper 1 Zaku 2 resin conversion.
Ooh.
And I parts checked it for him when it got here, and I was very happy to give that to him. I don't want to ever touch that. Because that thing, I thought that it was like you just use the frame of the Zaku 2.
It's like 90%.
Yeah, you literally change out parts on that. Now, thankfully, he didn't even have a PG Zaku 2, so he bought SH Studios' frame that they make. Oh, okay. For it.
Yeah.
But, like, even still, I was going through those. And, like, granted, it's cool. There's a shit ton of metal parts, the entire inner frame is not resin. It is runners, like plastic runners. So, like, when you do, it will be a plastic inner frame when you build it, and it's already injected like almost like a Studio G dark iron color, like gloss.
Okay.
So good luck, but no thanks. No, thank you.
What are some suits you guys really like from IBO?
Yeah, I would say I'd have Lewis go first, because I don't want to spoil any suits he doesn't know of yet.
I only know the grunt suits, and I mean those four suits in the beginning, and then Barbie.
What episode are you on?
Episode 5. So I only know those suits. I'm like, so far, Barbie doesn't have the shoulder pieces.
No, yeah, you're like, it's funny, you're like right. If you watch like two more episodes, there's a point, I forget which episode it is, but there's a point in the beginning there, like episode 5 through 8, where they just like out of nowhere spam like 6 new suits for you. And like, I don't know, a 30-second fight. And then you see those for like the remainder of the show from time to time.
Yeah.
And they just like randomly drop a shit ton of suits all at once.
Mm.
They introduce a shit ton of characters, like,
well, that's why they introduce a shit ton of characters, and everyone wants to go fight each other. So they just start like dropping everyone out of their ships and just name dropping all these new suits. You're like, oh, okay, now I see where the Gundam's coming.
I guess I got to pop out the Wakanda notebook and start writing down names to remember them, because my ass can't remember shit.
Use my iPhone.
With it being my third or fourth time now watching the show, I can, for the most part, name any suit from IBO. The only one that always just fucks me up is the Hayaku Shiki and whatever the fuck the other one is, because they're like twin names. Stupid. Yeah.
I just say the gold one.
It's whatever. It's Lofter's suit.
Oh, Lofter's suit. Yeah.
Because the one that I just said is the two girls that have the pink and the blue one. Yeah. That's what that one's called. I just can't remember what Lofter's is called. It starts with an H still, like theirs, and it like has the same pronunciation in the beginning, but the end pronunciation is changed. I'll figure it out. You can keep going. My OCD will not allow this to go away.
I like the grunt suits a lot in this. The grazes and the...
I don't have to type it. The Hayakurin, or however you pronounce it. Yeah.
You got it. You got it quick.
The green ones?
No, yeah. Those are grazes. Yeah, the grazes.
Yeah, the grazes. Yeah, I like the grazes a lot in this series.
The grazes reminded me of a evolved Leo.
See, yeah, I think I look at them as a representation of Zaku 2's, but like a different take on what a Zaku 2 would be, and that's why I like it so much, because it's so like wildly different, but not foreign enough where you, it's like, this doesn't look like an enemy suit or like what would be practical.
You okay, Alex?
I screamed 18 times, but I think the poltergeist is coming out of his screen. You can see a hand reach.
They're here.
I'm looking up suits.
Trying to remember their names. I know how much you have watched, so like.
Not much.
Yeah, no shit. That was
I like. Point. I do like the waifus.
Yeah.
All bro. The waifus.
Oh,
bro, the space waifus, bro. Oh my god.
What are their names?
What's the Tewas?
Tewas.
Is that the girl that she's like kind of dark skin, black hair?
Mm-hmm. She's Yo. Part of the Tewas.
With the scars on her stomach.
I've seen little reels about her. I'm like, oh, hello.
Sorry, she's taken. She's taken, so you ain't getting a chance. Those are some nice lines.
Bro.
Ain't ever getting a fucking chance.
You got like 3 episodes and you'll meet her.
I was going to say, because okay. Once you meet her, literally all the other characters talk about how they wish they could bang her and how it's not possible. Not specifically just her, but like all of the people in the group. And it's just like, oh, we can't because, and you'll find out why, and it's fucked up.
The person involved with them is like Hugh Hefner, but space Hugh Hefner.
He has like a patriarchy.
Oh yeah, I seen him on those reels and shit, and I'm like,
not a patriarchy, a harem. He has a harem.
He has a Patreon account.
So like, his entire ship is only women. He's the only man on the ship. And everyone is like. Everyone is his like employee and simultaneously his wife.
Wow.
Literally Hugh Hefner.
Honestly, pro gamer move, but I'm not trying to get canceled.
Has a fucking medicine cabinet Bro, full of Viagra.
Oh, he would have to.
Popping like pegs?
That motherfucker had like I had like 19 kids.
Butt sex only.
That motherfucker had a calendar of who to put his something inside of.
Oh my god.
That's unreal.
Today it is this woman.
It's literally how the show portrays it. Like the girl will float up to him and be like, "You haven't paid much attention to me recently." And it's like, "Oh fuck, you missed the calendar date, bro. You're fucked."
Oh, I gotta get into this now. I didn't know this.
And you're on episode 5, I think. Like 7 or 8, maybe they get 7. Introduced. So you're like right there.
Yeah, Bam. 7. I've watched IBO. I've watched like the first half of IBO like 2 or 3 times now. I never make it to season 2.
What is wrong with you? Have you watched season 2?
Mm-mm.
No, next dude. Week on Bill Bros.
The only person that's watched the whole show. Season 2 is where you get your heart taken out.
I don't want my heart taken out.
Yeah, but you have to.
I've seen the end of season 1.
You haven't seen the end of season 2.
Is there only
one who he passes?
Who passes? What do you mean he passes? A gas? What do you mean?
No, he like dies.
Fuck up.
I'm not saying shit to you. But he does not die. He does not die in season 1.
Oh no, but I've seen reels that he's like fighting and he's like about to like da-da. And you see Lupus Rex with like no limbs or nothing. And I'm like, and he's still fighting.
He's like this in the chair with his fucking.
Yeah,
those reels. He's just bloody eye.
I don't want to spoil anything.
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. But the fact is that they don't have I'll a fucking MG yes. Lupus Rex pisses
I,
me the fuck
I,
off.
I'm okay with that only because Bandai is very good at always fucking up the proportions for the Lupus Rex.
Dude, those arms are so long on that kit.
The stubby ass short legs.
Wait.
He looks like a knuckle dragging caveman, like very short legs and only long arms that just drag on the ground.
Claws.
Lupus Rex is like the last variant of the Barbatos where it has the claws and the tail and the bigger V fin and runs around on all fours and shit.
Which weapon?
I think it just has the mace. And it,
okay.
And it's claws.
That's how I determine else. Which one's which is the fucking weapon they got.
Well, the mace stays through the entire time, but like with the Lupus, it just drops all of its long range shit and just becomes straight up close combat only.
Like did that. They already make a MG of that? Or they did that full mechanics?
Full mechanics. They did a full mechanics. Yeah.
I want them to make a Lupus. It's the Lupus and the Lupus Rex.
Light bulb. Imagine that's the fucking Verkov.
I'd be okay with that. I want a Barbatos real grid. Thank you. Not even for the Barbatos, just so that they could just develop a frame that they could then port over to every other IBO like suit. Like we could get a real grade Graves, would cry. A real grade Full City, would cry.
Have they? They haven't even touched real grades with IBO, have they?
No,
it's
but
it's all been high grades.
If they follow the same idea as high grade, it's not hard in the sense of making multiple suits because 60%, maybe even more, of the IBO high grades use the identical inner frame. So if you just make a real grade IBO inner frame, you can just port the armor from everything over to it. So you could get, like, you could do all the Barbatoses, all the Grazes, basically all the Tewa suits. The only ones that would be, like, weird or different that would need their own frame would be, like, the Full City or its backpack and, like, the Gucian and the Man Rhodey and stuff like that.
The Chonk Boy.
Yeah.
Gucian.
Which, honestly, to be fair, would be really cool, and I would buy it. I would buy it even if people would get mad, but would be super cool, like the full mechanics, if you could build a box combo set of either the Gucian or the Remake, like how the full mechanics does it.
I heard this one's a good full mechanic. Milu, whatever.
I have that. I have not built it, but I've heard, yeah, it's really cool.
It's big. It's big as shit, though. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I want that blue.
Is that the first edition?
I think that's the one. If it
comes with the red backing, then it's the... Show me the box, bottom of the box. Yeah, it is. The bottom of the box, when it's red like that, I'm pretty sure that's the indicator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I picked that up as well because I wanted to do... I was going to do just one leg without the armor and just detail paint the shit out of it and then keep everything... Or like the clear and then keep everything else normal.
Mm. I'm waiting for the other version of it, the one with the that has the crown looking shit.
Judas.
Do you guys think I'm not a big fan of all those suits? Like, I was gonna, you know, me being a collecting whore, I was like, ooh, I like one of the Malice suits. I'm gonna buy all of them just so I have the whole collection. And then I thank God I didn't. Do you think they'll release a full mechanics of every single one of those high grades they've released?
I doubt it.
Why? I'm curious.
I doubt it
why.
Because that's the main character.
And it's not that show. I feel like was not as popular.
No, that's why they're putting all their eggs in this Witch of Mercury.
I tried to watch it and just like no interest. I feel like I was watching a bootleg anime or Gundam show that I could have watched a more.
It's too kiddie.
Yeah, too exactly. Kiddie. I feel like I could have watched a more fleshed out and mature version if I just watched Gundam.
Yeah. It's too kiddie. Yeah. It's more for the little kids. Even the suits look like they're kind of
much more reserved. Yeah, they're more reserved and not as aggressive looking. I agree. They have like more like because like Gundams have very humanoid faces. So they give off those very scary eye poses.
Yeah.
Versus those have very like mechanical heads that don't really convey any human face. It's just like a fucking like almost like a Zaku.
Yeah.
So like you are right in that sense for sure.
I haven't watched it. So.
I got through an episode and a half, and then I was bullied by Nick for watching it.
Don't even waste your time. It's
Alex, not like in a bad way. He's like, "What are you?" Like he like hopped in my stream. He's like, "What are you watching?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'm trying to get through it." And then the episode ended, and I'm like, "I can't do another one."
Yeah,
Mercury's already out.
The prologue.
Prologue
in Japan.
I have the prologue. I have the subtitle version if you guys want it.
I haven't watched it yet. If you can send it, I heard it's good, right? Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Dropped it in
the subtitles are not for me.
Not me either, but like, unless I'm like super fucking zooted out of my mind.
I'm so excited for them to tie it into IBO.
That you can like, everything's slow mo and you can like actually read it. You're like, oh, okay.
My ADHD is like, calm down. And I'm like,
yeah. My shit is like all over. I mean, like, have you seen me do the recording as much as like all over the place? I'm trying to like say so much shit.
I can't tell if I'm just super high right now. Is there a way to do a reverse water slide?
What the fuck?
Where you put the adhesion on like the front side where the detail would be?
I don't think so.
Super glue?
I'm super confused what you meant
by
that.
The reason I was thinking this is because that new Lifrith kit that they released, that chest piece that you put on, if you ever wanted to change that, you could peel that sticker off, draw your own design, and then like stick it up underneath the same way they did it. But if you did that, the detail would be facing down on a normal water line. Mm-hmm. So if you could put the adhesion on the detailed part, it would stick upwards onto the clear and you'd see the detail on top.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, couldn't you just put it?
You could put it on top, but I like that effect of how it looks like it's like encased in like a glass wall. You would lose that effect because it's sitting on top of it now.
Well, if you just took the piece and just like flipped it upside down and
zhuzh it, what are you doing?
You know what else? I see a lot of people doing. I see a lot of people of those, you know, pro modelers. Using fluorescent to like
they'll fucking hand paint that shit. But
yeah, they'll hand paint it, and then with the UV, that's when they'll do the luminous shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about this? You go look at that kit again, and you look at how much detail they put in that small sticker, and you tell me if you want to hand paint that.
Alex has got it. Alex is all in the fluorescent.
And this is why I'm talking about water slides.
It's like smelling salts, bro.
Stick and done. That's the only reason. Like, that's the only thing holding me back with some of those suits from the new show from Witch of Mercury. And like, that's just like, it's such a small thing. But like, if you did want to do custom paints, that chest part would anger me.
How visible is it on the kits?
The whole front of the chest.
Yeah, it's like the whole like.
The chest has like that, you know, very standard like Gundam chest where it goes in or out, then cuts back in.
Yeah.
And the whole piece sits on top of that chest part.
Example, it's like the F-91 that goes like down and then like chamfers down. Yeah, it's like that, and the whole top is that luminous shit.
Yeah, like it looks beautiful, but like if you did do a custom paint job and that paint job didn't work around the design of that chest piece or the color scheme of it, because I think they use oranges and yellows and reds, it would look kind of weird. Like if you did like an acid green and black color scheme for that thing, it would look hot, but then you'd see that chest piece and be like, weird.
You just, you gave Alex the tingles.
Like if you were able to make like a water slide, like I was saying, and like just like even copy the same style that they did, but just swap colors to greens or blues or something.
I'm sure somebody will come up with some type of fucking
for sure. Or people are just gonna post YouTube videos and be like, hand painted bitch, and I'm be like, well, because I'm not custom painting one of these.
You could do it.
Delpy would do something.
Fuck the decals.
Not like it's an issue by any means, because Delpy does great work, but Delpy will always release water slides for real grades, always release water slides for master grades. When it comes to the high grades, they kind of just pick at random.
Maybe this will be a big, big, big thing that they'll have no choice.
You're not wrong
on
that end. Yeah, I mean, this thing is blowing up so much that they might just be like, we already have their eggs in the basket to just release shit for it, but. I've noticed with them, if there isn't a caution decal, like detail up sticker sheet that comes with the kit, they won't make one for it.
Oh, okay.
Like, and that's where they pick and choose. Like the Universal Century Zaku 1 high grade, that just comes with some little white pinstriping and stuff out of box. And they released a full water slide sheet that I have for mine in the future that's like, basically gives it like the real grade level of water slide. So to your point, if it's popular enough, I could definitely see them going all out and releasing some shit. However, I don't think they'd release swappable colors for the chest part.
Have you guys built any? Oh, I'm sorry. Have you guys built any IBO kits?
All no. of the the entire high grade series, but like four.
Alex, so, what'd you build?
I mean, I have a Barbados. It's just like chilling in pieces.
Do you know what form it is?
The one with the giant, with this giant sword.
Is that the Lupus?
Like the katana? There's like three.
Oh, it's the four bladed sword. Four edged. Hold up.
Like the mace? I think it's the mace.
I was literally just fucking looking at it.
I almost said a bad word.
What word?
He's edging.
That's not a bad word. That's a great word.
Okay.
This is the MG.
I never was interested in the suit until like you and all these people are doing the frame. If you put the time and effort, the frame could be its own. Like you can like display the frame like the freaking PG Unleash. Like you can like put so much detail on it.
It is the Lupus Rex.
There's a guy on Facebook.
It's the Lupus Rex.
Forget his name, but he did a full breakdown of the high grade Floros, like his custom build of it.
Yeah.
But since that high grade, you can theoretically build the full inner frame from a high grade. Like you got to watch the step by step detail process of the inner frame while it was all connected.
Yeah.
It's very cool looking for a high grade at the end of the day. Those the high grades have some issues, but very easy to fix.
Yeah.
The waist is the biggest thing, I think, with these kits, right? I mean, that's everybody's gripe.
The two biggest things is the waist and the chest. Like, that waist joint that goes into the chest, like that little spinal cord thing, that polycap, gets loose as shit. However, if you top coat your kit, that goes away. Like, if you separate the halves and top coat them, that realistically goes away. The other issue is that chest, like the spine in the back that sandwiches, those parts slowly separate and the whole chest falls apart. If you just, to me, is cement that peg in when you're building, that chest will be tight as fuck. Yo,
ever. Alex, what? Drop the bomb.
Barbados is the eighth spirit named among the list of 72 demons in the Lesser Key of Solomon.
Yeah, Alex, just to let you know, all of the Gundams that are in IBO, the Calamity War, every Gundam that was developed for the Calamity War was given a name to one of the demons of the Gatekeepers of Hell.
Yeah. There's 72.
He's going to watch it now.
That's why you have, Vidar, Bael.
May appear when the sun is in the sign of Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius.
You got me on harem. When you said harem, I'm like, well, let's
go. He said, you got me on heroin. I'm like, calm.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I ain't do shit. Hold on a second.
It's dark as fuck, honestly. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
IBO's dark, bro.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
That's something I always loved about it, though, is like it like desensitizes you without you even realizing it. Like, you're watching people get killed, and you're so used to watching getting killed in shows that, like, sure, if you like them, you're, like, upset about it, but like, you move on. Then you sit there for a second, you go, damn, I just watched, like, 3 13-year-olds just burn to death. It's, like, not even the fact that it's characters, that they're, like, every death is always children. It's always children dying all the time.
Bro, especially that dude, the old man in the beginning. And he's like,
Crank. Yeah, I just called it the Commander Graze because that's what his fucking thing was. And that's
he's like, I am not gonna fight children.
I like his character a lot, man.
Them kids.
Yeah, I fucking hate Ayn. So
really
glad.
I don't hate Ayn. Oh, okay, well, I like Ayn, but...
Just flies into battle, completely forgets all of his training, gets whopped, and then goes, Mimi, sorry. Mimi, do better next time. It's like, bro, you're literally losing things.
I can't stand McGillis, bro.
Chocolate man,
bro, he's a weirdo.
I mean, yeah, he's dating a child.
Yeah, bro.
Johnny Jambosh, the guy,
the blonde dude, is The blonde dude is engaged in, like, probably not actively piping, but maybe has piped an 8-year-old.
So Elvis Presley.
Galeo's sister.
It's Galeo's sister too. It's like Galeo's sister. His best friend with the blue hair.
Yeah.
I love his suit, the Kala, whatever the fuck it was called. I can't say that.
The Camaris?
Camaris, yeah. I can't say that, but I love that.
There's three versions of it.
I like the, it's like where it's white and purple.
All three are white and purple.
Well, where the frame is like gray. Where it's not, where it doesn't have like the black on it. I like that one.
All three of them. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
The Trooper.
Yeah, I like the Trooper. I prefer the Camaris Vidar just because of how over the top it is. But the Camaris Vidar never shows in the actual show itself. So if we're going by the show, the Trooper is way cooler than the intro Camaris. I love how it has the versatility of like the ground suit. Like it can fold its legs back. And you haven't seen it. Lewis, but like obviously you've seen some really cool mechanical design, but like there's some really cool mechanical detail.
Yeah.
Like the Camaris Trooper like has that same type of style as the Dom, where it like floats over the surface of the ground, so it's like a ground type, but it's still fast as shit. But the way that it does it is like if its leg is straight like this, it bends its legs backwards and then a front section lifts out and becomes a thruster that shoots down.
Oh, okay.
On the backside shoots down, so it's like it turns its legs into like almost skis.
A hovercraft.
And
yeah.
It floats around the surface. It's wild looking. It's really cool. And it has a giant ass lance.
Like in Dolan's Island.
Yeah, and that's that ground type Dom style. That's why everyone always used to love the Doms. It's like a Dom is never actually walking. It's always floating.
I love Doms too.
They're always fast. You see them in the anime. They're like sliding through build. I hate it here. Alex in the morning is just all about edging and being dominated. It's so fucking different.
Where's pineapple?
His camera unfocused. I haven't noticed.
Logan, being the resident IBO man, what are some kits that you recommend people to pick up?
I think any of the IBO kits, specifically if you're a new builder. I know, like, for instance, a good example is Nick. He prefers the master grades because he always says he does, you know, has fat, chubby fingers and he's clumsy, so he doesn't like working with the high grades. But I bought him three. The IBO high grades, and he built the Man Roadie. I don't know if anyone's built it, but like, you know, that's borderline Leo level of parts, like two runners of parts. And he absolutely loved it just because of the design. And I think it's just like a good intro kit. Like, granted, they have their issues, just like a lot of model kits over time. They definitely, you know, lean forward and aren't as pretty looking. But if you snap build them, you can always go back and fix them and make them solid. That's what I plan on doing with a lot of mine. So I think they're great intro kits. The Master Grade Barbatos, I think everyone here owns, has built, or wants.
Nope.
Alex, do you want it?
No.
I want the MG Barbatos.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's a good kit. Yeah. So I think
I want it when you give me that blue paint. Because I think I want to do a Barbatos with that color.
Painting everything in that fucking blue, bro.
Man, this shit is fucking hot.
How about instead of us going halves on, what was it? How much was the weight limit when we needed to do
it? I think it was like 7 kilos.
How about you just do it by yourself and we just order you 7 kilos of that blue?
No. I want.
Will it make you stop talking about the blue if I do that?
No. I just want, you know, two or three bottles of each.
He wants like one bottle of it, and he's going to paint like 8 kits with it. Like, good fucking luck. He's like, I'm going to paint this PG Ale Strike. I'm going to paint this Master Grade Barbatos. I'm going to paint like 3 or 4 high grades. Can you just like get me like one bottle and some top coat? Sure, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have to.
Finish paint in the world, the 1-18 ratio.
He's going to paint the shed.
Oh my God.
Wing Zero again, because I just realized I'm putting a lot of details on these four right here. So my wing that's in my room, it's not going to be detailed. So now I'm going to be like, fuck, now I got to do a detailed one because wing is like, Wing Zero is going to be like the head honcho. So I'm going to do a resin kit with that one and do the amount of detail on that one. And then the other ones are going to be like.
You did see the resin conversion for the Master Grade wing, right?
What the, which one, Madworks or
Madworks
or the show?
It's whatever, I think it's Madworks. It's whatever the one, I just saw product photos for it like 2 months ago.
I think it's Madworks, yeah. Madworks, it, yeah. It's Madworks. Like an orangey one.
Well, that's just the resin.
Yeah, the orangey resin cast is like.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's Madworks, it's called EWSP.
Yeah.
Extreme conversion. The only difference that I can see is the
there's chest. More details on the wing and more details on the chest. That's it.
The wings don't look like they have any detail added, if I'm being honest. The only thing really? That I can tell is the waist and the chest. The side skirt, the front skirting is completely redesigned, and the side skirts, the detail is like
just give me those fucking paints. I need those canes. I need a lot of semi-gloss. I'm not doing no gloss.
You hurt me. Do you panel line on top of your lacquer too?
What?
Did you panel line that Sotheby?
So no.
I didn't think so.
I don't think it needs.
It should do a light gray, like where it doesn't show up.
No, it don't need no motherfucking shit.
No.
It is fine the way it is.
It's great the way it is.
Imagine if you panelized it.
I think the separate color separation and the pearlescence, like,
I mean, that is fair. The pearl casts a shadow to create a panel line. That is fair.
Be a go.
That's like when you fun tip for people out there who use Molotov chrome. If you chrome stuff, don't panel line it. It's just gonna naturally cast a shadow.
I haven't used those markers.
Even like
Alex.
Painting
are they
chrome
good?
In general.
Alex,
the Mazel?
Are you talking about the Molotov? Those are Alex. Good, yeah.
Alex. Do you use the Gunna marker?
Just the normal thin black one.
Does it work good?
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a steady fucking hand.
Oh well, that's not me.
You can buy that display hand stabilizer.
Or he could just buy a bottle of Tamiya cement. Or it's Tamiya panel liner.
Oh, yeah, like buy a bottle of Tamiya cement.
Sorry. Use that, Papa. What are you using the marker for?
But now.
Huh?
Nothing now. I just had it.
Oh, I thought you did it. Well, you said like a steady hand, like you were doing like hand painting or like chipping or something like that. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That can be used for that stuff.
The marker's now used for huffing.
Yeah. I don't recommend ever using the Gundam panel liner markers. At the end of the day, it's just so much extra cleanup for you as a builder. It's really like, I don't know, having to just draw a line around the whole panel line, then clean up the entire line versus dropping a single drop and it goes whoop.
To me, it's just much more satisfying to fucking watch.
Well, it's not even just that, but the cleanup is a third of the time. Mm-hmm. You're going from erasing every single panel line to dots. What do you want?
Wu-Tang?
Hopefully.
Yeah, hello.
Those Tamiya lacquer paints you got.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to thin them with?
Oh, I bought thinner.
What type of thinner?
I think Mr. Hobby thinner.
Leveling?
I have no idea. If it looks like
I'll send you a picture.
If it looks like either of these two, you'll be fine.
Tamiya recommends one with a retarder, and the retarder is the self-leveling that minimizes the drying process, so it can like level out smooth. That's why I use Mr. Hobby leveling thinner because it's like the best.
No,
that right there.
I use this. Well, it's not a huge deal. I use this.
We got.
This works just as well, even though it's not a leveling thinner. I've used it before. It works just fine. And then for all of my metallics, I use...
It's rapid. I mean, it basically has rubbing alcohol. I mean, isopropyl alcohol. So it, like, instantly dries up.
Yeah,
like, you give it a minute or two, and it's, like, not really dried up, not cured, but it's dried up. That's why all metallics, you should have like a rapid thinner. So when you spray it, all the little particles, the metallic flakes, stay where they need to stay to give you that metallic.
I will say, you don't technically need the metallic rapid thinner. Like, you can spray it. It's just like, it gives you the comfortability of if you accidentally over, because the issue is, Copley, like, if you have the metallic and you overspray, all of the flakes will drip into that area and you'll have an area that's almost white looking, that's full of flakes reflecting light, and everything else will be toned down.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want it all to just spray where it is. But like, if you, like me, like, I thin my paint so much and do four coats, like light coat, like, you know, two light coats, one medium coat, one heavy coat is kind of my process. It takes longer, but it lets me not overspray as easily and get this color exactly how I want it. So with that, I don't use that for all of my metallics, because I forgot that I've owned it for a couple of my metallics and just thinned it and was like, oh shit, too late now. But like, if I do thin coats, fine. Like, did you use the metallic thinner for the pearls?
No, I used self-leveling. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did as well.
Because I don't think the pearlescent doesn't have so much of an aggressive metal flake. No,
between light coats, you build the coats up, right, yeah.
I'm sorry, but this is going way out of proportion over here.
All IBO kits from Bandai are good kits. The only ones that are like, are the Re-100s. I think the proportions for the Re-100 Barbatoses are just so wildly off, especially with the Master Grade. Granted, at the time, the Master Grade didn't exist. You could only get a 1/100 Barbatos from the Full Mechanics. The Grays is cool, I've heard. The Gushion and Rebake box set I really want and my friends really want. It's not a great kit, but just cool to have. So I think everything is solid in the IBO line for sure for Bandai. It's just, it's up to you of what you want and us waiting for them to release more shit.
Yeah.
It's always the same boat. I've had fun with the ones that I've built. But with that, I think we're good to call this one, boys. You guys want to throw out some handles? But before we do that, make sure you join the Spawn Camp Discord and Spawn Camp Instagram, Spawn Camp Co. Check out all the great shows. OBO is back now, so you'll be seeing some of us on there. You're going to see me and Logan eat a really hot chip. So tune in for that.
I forgot.
Make sure you check out WASD and Diggity as well. Those are all great guys and our good friends. We hang out in Discord. We game. We watch TV, movies, all of the above. So make sure you check it out.
I'm not happy.
Yes, sir.
Lewis, with that, you go ahead and give your plug.
No.
My plug is Dark Zero Builder at Instagram. I have a Twitch soon gonna be active there. And a Twitter, I have a Twitter, Dark Zero Builder. And that's it. For now.
What else are you gonna have? An OnlyFans?
Oh, hey. Baby got pills to pay, if you know what I mean.
That PG Wing Zero is coming soon. He needs it.
Alex, what are your plugs, man?
My Instagram is Mecha_Shiva, SHEEVA. And my Twitch is Sweaty McSwampass.
Spell that for me 3 times fast. I almost hit myself in the face because my eyes are so closed.
SWEATYMCSWAMPASSS. 2 S's, not 3.
This dude's spelling Mississippi out here.
ASSISS.
He said ASSISS. Nope.
Logan, what are your plugs, though?
Mine is zealoushanger.us on Instagram. And then I have no other social media besides a Twitch, which I'm trying to stream more. And I think you brought up Spawn Camp. So I think Lewis and I will be doing some build related stuff on the actual Spawn Camp Twitch. But for my personal Twitch, I just play shitty Rocket League and I've only streamed one time, but I'm trying to do better.
He wants to be a Mexican.
Who said?
You can find us at buildbros_US. And then you can find my new Instagram XXL_newtype.
Sponsored by... Never mind.
I'm sponsored by who? No one. But Leaping if you want to pick... If
a
you,
specific condom company that has very well known for the double XL lifestyle.
Sponsored by Magnum. You can find me sponsored by Magnum.
Hey, pause. Wait a second. Magnum.
You said lifestyle, and that's a whole condom
company.
We can do this.
You and me, we can do this.
But if you guys want to pick up some IBO kits, you should definitely head over to Leaping Panda, and our code will be at the end of the episode.
They just got a restock into, and I'm sure there was IBO stuff included in that. There always is.
They had a Gushin.
That's the thing about IBO. A quick note here for people too, as well. Not only are all the IBO kits decent, but like almost always, for the most part, the entire regular release line is readily available and in stock, which just makes them cooler. Like, if you want to practice new techniques and stuff. The way that I did it is I want to practice scribing, or I want to practice paint hand painting or something, go and buy an $11 graze and practice on it. It's a fun, quick build, and you get to mess around with it. And they, you brought up Copley, you can swap parts from all the different frames. It's a really good intro for kit bashing. So definitely, if you don't even like the show, the kits themselves are cool to have.
All right, guys, well, I will catch you guys later.
Peace, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you. Bye.
Later, guys. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.